The point is that if we all just told everyone the truth about everything instead of pretending that we can't, you see, this is the reason that we don't tell the truth to everyone. We've got it constructed in our heads that you don't understand, Neil, we simply can't. Not just that we can't tell people the truth about our business, we can't tell people the truth about our religions. Ask the Rosicrucians. Remember those ads we used to see in True Men magazine about 25 years ago? About the Rosicrucian Society? Nobody ever saw those?
Saturday Review.
And it would invite you to join this secret society that had this unrevealable information. Unless, of course, you joined the Rosicrucians, then you'd be given the data. All about alchemy and, you know, the highest secrets of the universe. I was always intrigued by that. I thought, what do they know that I don't know? Must be something big because they can afford this half-page ad in Saturday Review. Or we get our governments to tell us everything they know about everything. Wouldn't that be interesting? See, but governments have it set up in somewhat the same way that businesses have it set up. This is the cultural ethic. What you don't know won't hurt you. And you can't handle the whole truth. See, you can't handle it. That's basically why we don't tell it to you. It's not that we don't want to. We really would like to if you could just handle it. But we know that you guys can't handle it, so we can't tell you. And so we take that cultural ethic right into our relationships, and we decide between husbands and wives what they can handle and what they can't. So it will begin this transformation by your simply deciding to tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you, you. Now there are five levels of truth-telling. And the first level of truth-telling is when you tell the truth to yourself about yourself. That's level one of truth-telling. That's the kind of truth that you confront in the middle of the night. There's no one around. No one else can hear you. You're just telling the truth to yourself about yourself. Now, you might think that we all do that. That one we're all at. That one we all do. We don't lie to ourselves. And maybe you don't lie to yourself. But I can only tell you my experience. I lied to myself for a long time. I told myself in my own thoughts to myself about myself what I thought was the truth about myself. And I did that quite successfully for about 37 years. Until the 547th person told me the same thing about me that I didn't want to hear. Then I realized, oh, you know what? That must be true about me. I've been hearing that now for 30 years. I mean, every wife I've ever had has told me this. How much longer can I kid myself about this? This must be what's so. Every employer I've ever had has told me about this. How much longer can I kid myself about this? This must be what's so. Every teacher I've ever had has told me about this. How much longer can I kid myself about this? This must be what's so. That's when I first confronted the fact that I was lying to myself in school. I remember the experience vividly. I was in high school. And the 34th teacher, I think, said a particular thing to me about how it was to have me in class. Why are you all laughing? And at that point, I remember walking out of my homeroom thinking, isn't it fascinating? I thought the other 36 teachers were wrong about this. But I finally got, this must be what's so. And I started telling the truth to myself about that particular thing. So So the world will contrive to reveal the truth to you about you in spite of yourself if you'll give it a listen. Now, that doesn't mean that you make the opinions of others primary in your life or that you even accept the world's truth as your continuing reality. But it can provide you with a convenient reality check now and then. So level one of truth-telling is to tell the truth to yourself about yourself in the dead of night. Just admit it. Just admit it. Oh, and by the way, that doesn't only mean admit what you would call the bad. It also means admit what you would call the good. You know, one of the hardest things I ever had to learn to say to myself in the area of truth-telling was to stand in front of a mirror and tell the grandest truth to my face. You're a wonderful guy. You're a good person. And good looking, too. See, it was very tough for me to look in the mirror and tell myself the truth about myself. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. This is not a small step. When you take this step, you've taken a huge, huge step to just tell the truth to yourself about yourself. Then you'll go to step two of truth-telling. And you'll begin to start telling the truth to yourself about another. Now, you may think that you already do that. After all, we're not talking about what you share with the other, but just what you tell yourself about the other. So you may say, well, that I already do. And I thought that I did as well until I found myself in a situation where I caught myself lying to myself regularly about how I felt about another person. I was no longer in love with this particular person. But I told myself that I was, because I needed to be in order for my life to work the way I wanted it to work. So I lied to myself about it for a long time and didn't even catch myself in a lie until my actions showed me that I was no longer feeling a certain way. When I saw myself doing an action that was clearly not the action of a person who is still in love with that other individual. At that point, I had a reality check, and I went, oh, I see. I see. And then I started telling the truth to myself about another, about a particular other, and then ultimately about all others. And that was a big step. That was not a small step. We're not talking about a small thing here. And so now, on a very frequent basis, I run through my agenda, my list of people, places, and events in my life, and I begin to just tell myself the truth privately in my own private domain about things. Just what's true for you, Neil? What's true for you? What's true for you? And then I move to the third level of truth-telling. I begin telling the truth about myself to another. Now that, of course, is a huge step as well, because now I'm announcing what I've been saying to myself about myself. So level three of truth-telling is when I begin telling the truth about myself to another. Here's my truth about that. Here's my truth about that. Here's my truth about that. I don't want to come to the party. Thank you very much for the invitation. No, I'm not sick. No, my wife is not feeling poorly tonight. No, there's nothing else on my agenda in particular other than to just stay home. No, I just don't want to come. But thanks for the invitation. You didn't tell them that, did you? By the way, that's one of the most difficult truths in the history of the human race. Listen to this. Here is one of the most difficult truths to share. I don't want to. I don't choose that. Thanks, but no. See, very difficult. Very difficult. And why is it difficult for us to say thanks but no? Because, of course, we've all been raised to be people pleasers. That's how we kept everyone in the room. See, that way you don't leave the room. Then after I learned how to tell the truth about myself to another, I went to the fourth level of truth-telling. And I decided to begin telling my truth about another to that other.
Whoa.
We're talking big-time risk now. Now I'm not only going to tell you my truth about me, I'm now going to tell you my truth about you. Do you think you can handle it? Do I think that I can handle it? Do I think that I can handle the fact that you can't handle it? Or better yet, which is the real scary thing, do I think that I can handle the fact that you can handle it? That's sometimes the scariest thing of all. What? This doesn't bother you? And then to move to the fifth level of truth-telling, to tell the truth to everyone about everything, to just always speak the truth to everyone about everything. And that doesn't mean that you walk up to somebody on the street and you say, "What would possess you to wear that t-shirt?" But it does mean that if someone is interacting with you in what they hope and assume to be a truthful way, in a truthful manner, forthrightly and openly and so forth, that we are just willing to throw open the doors and grant them the basis of their assumption. Give them a truthful, completely truthful response. And by the way, let's get clear that we're talking about completely truthful, because a truth withheld is a lie told. So it's not your truth if you simply tell the truth as far as it goes, but then withhold one-third of it because what they don't know won't hurt them. And this is where the changes begin. In these small but important ways, changes begin. And our lives start becoming more magnificent than we ever imagined they could before.